Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom. Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Alhamdulillah. Welcome once again to your viewers. You are watching the beautiful program called Treasures of Wisdom. And it is only through the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are able to present and Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen in today's program speak about the treasures of Sunnah. Subhanallah. This is to promote the love of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so that through this discussion, we are able to follow the teachings and the sunnah of our beloved Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It gives me great pleasure to announce welcome our honorable guest for today's program. Alhamdulillah, he needs no introduction to the airwaves of Madani channel. Our respected honorable Mawlana Abdul Qadir Qadiri Mu'ini Attari Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya. And together with this dear viewers of Madani channel, for those who have watched his programs before, Alhamdulillah, from time to time he appears and mesmerizes the audience, Alhamdulillah, especially captivates our hearts through teaching us the love for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the aim and objective of your da'wat Islami, that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, Alhamdulillah. So therefore, in today's program, this is where we start from, teaching the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the company of respected Mawlana Sahib, inshallah. And together we will discuss and mention the teachings of the beloved Nabi and an earnest appeal to the viewers out there to make firm intention to practice and follow the teachings of Mustafa Jani Rahmat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Trust me, by the end of today's program, if you make a firm intention that daily I will follow one sunnah, you will most definitely be rewarded, dear viewers. So let's welcome our senior, respected, honorable Mawlana Abdul Qadir Sahib with the opening greetings of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. And how is our respected Mawlana Sahib doing as well?
Alhamdulillah, shukr.
Dear viewers, we have our kalams ready. Main Madine chode ja raha hoon. And this kalam perhaps will be a very first kalam that's going to be listened and heard on this program, inshallah, azza wa jalla. We haven't heard this kalam before. It'll be something new for the viewers out there. So kindly watch this kalam recited by none other than Muhammad Azim Attari Sallamahu al-Bari. The program is, of course, Treasure of Sunnah. And we are only going to be speaking about the wisdom and the blessings in following the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Together with that, we even have a beautiful clip for the viewers of Madani channel. This video clip is also regarding following the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the importance in obeying and following the sunnah of Rasuli Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Kindly watch the program until the end, dear viewers. For now, we would listen and watch this beautiful kalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Main chode ja raha hu dar tumhara ya rasul allah main chode ja raha hu dar tumhara ya rasul allah bulana jald mujhko phir khuda ra ya rasul allah
نگاہیں گنبد خضرا کو تکتی
جھک جاتی نظر سے چھپ گیا اب وہ نظارہ یا رسول اللہ نظر سے چھپ گیا اب وہ نظارہ یا رسول اللہ میں چھوڑے جا رہا ہوں در تمہارا یا رسول اللہ بلانا جلد مجھ کو پھر خدا را یا رسول اللہ نہ جانے پھر میسر حاضری ہو کب تیرے در کی نہ جانے پھر میسر حاضری ہو کب تیرے در کی سلام آخری لے لو ہمارا یا رسول اللہ سلام آخری لے لو ہمارا یا رسول اللہ
یا رسول اللہ
تمہارا یا رسول اللہ کہ پھر یاد آ گیا روزہ تمہارا یا رسول اللہ میں چھوڑے جا رہا ہوں در تمہارا یا رسول اللہ بلانا جلد مجھ کو خدا را یا رسول اللہ وہ ممبر کی بہاریں اور وہ محراب کا جلوہ وہ ممبر کی بہاریں اور وہ محراب کا جلوہ ملے گا کب مجھے ایسا نظارہ یا رسول اللہ ملے گا کب مجھے ایسا نظارہ یا رسول اللہ
چھوڑے جا رہا ہوں در تمہارا یا رسول اللہ بولا سن
رخصت مجھے اے کاش ایسا سوز مل جاتا دمِ رخصت مجھے اے کاش ایسا سوز مل جاتا کہ ہو جاتا میرا دل پارا پارا یا رسول اللہ کہ ہو جاتا میرا دل پارا پارا یا رسول اللہ میں چھوڑے جا رہا ہوں در تمہارا یا رسول اللہ بلانا جلد مجھ کو پھر خدا را یا رسول اللہ میں چھوڑے جا رہا ہوں در تمہارا یا رسول
میں چھوڑے جا رہا ہوں تمہارا در یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Dear viewers, we just watched and heard this beautiful, rejuvenating and spiritually boosting kalam. It has most definitely saturated our hearts, dear viewers. And it refreshes the memories of Madinatul Munawwara. Allahu Akbar. I'm sure the viewers must have also witnessed and seen at the last part of this video, Amir al-Sunnat, حضرت علامہ مولانا ابو بلال محمد الیاس اتار قادری رضوی دامت برکاتہم العالیہ together with اراکین شورا نگران شورا
سبحان اللہ
and many other participants سبحان اللہ that were there. The tears masab and his andaz, the situation when a person leaves and separates from Madinatul Munawwara, Allahu Akbar, you hardly get to see something like this masab. This is just really amazing. You know, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali's ash'ar and his poetry indicates towards that type of love. You know, in one couplet he says, Rukhsat-e kafila ka shor, ghash se hame uthaye kyun?
Allah.
Sote hain unke saaye mein, koi hame jagaye kyun? Allahu Akbar. And many other ash'ar that speaks about Madinatul Munawwara and love. And this can only happen, Mu'asa, when somebody really truly loves Allah Azza wa Jal and his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Mu'asa, in the Holy Quran Pak, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ
Subhan.
Subhanallah. In fact, dear viewers of Madani channel, with regards to this verse as well, it is stated that when this verse was revealed, some nations, Mu'asa, claim to say in front of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we love our Allah, we love our Creator.
So,
Muslims also claim and mention in front of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we as Muslims love our Allah, we love our Creator. Then, us maqam pe ye ayat nazil hui muasa.
Subhanallah.
The summary of this ayah is very simple and easy to understand. So in other words, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is said to tell the companions that if you love Allah, then they must follow you. They should obey you, in other words. They should follow your instructions, your commands. And they should merge themselves into your teachings and actions. And when it is so, Mu'asab, then Allah would love them back in return.
Subhanallah.
This is like, you know, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Allahu Akbar. This is a very high rank and a high status. After the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, Mu'asab, this is the maqam of the Sahaba alayhim ridwan. The greatest of people that walked on this earth, dear viewers of Madani channel. The love of the beloved Nabi is embedded in their hearts. And this was not only restricted to their tongues, Mu'asab, but action ke zariye se hame pata chalta hai ki kis tarah ki qurbaniyan un hazrat ne pesh ki, sahaba ikram alaihim ridwan. And therefore they are our role models, and their role model is none other than the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our role model is none other than the beloved Nabi as well sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Unfortunately, Mu'asab, sad to say that there are many so-called models and so-called we would say stars of today that people and the youth of today blindly follow. Allahu Akbar. But the Sahaba alayhim ridwan was so much in love with the sunnah of the beloved Nabi, from using the miswak, from walking, talking, eating, sleeping, drinking, speaking. Any permissible act that they would do would be in accordance to the sunnah and teachings of Mustafa, Jaan-e Rahmat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba ikram were found smiling most of the time. Likewise, eating sunnah, sleeping sunnah, entering the home, exiting the home, every sunnah. And most Mu'asab, the amazing part is that these sunnahs are just not actions for you to follow. But this is that master, this is that leader, this is that great Nabi, jiske sunnat par amal karne ke baad, banda jannat mein dakhil hota hai.
Subhanallah.
The blessings of the sunnah will admit you into paradise. Is this not sufficient for us as believers that after reciting the kalima, we should follow and obey the teachings of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So, ji Mu'asab, we would request Mu'asab to please kindly shed some light on this matter. Due to current situation, Mu'asab, due to current times, it's very much difficult to practice upon the sunnah. Even one sunnah a day becomes a difficult task for people. Niyat hi karte rehte hain Mu'asab, aur hum niyat hi mere jaate hain. Kaash amal tak hum pahunch jaye ki hum usme kamyab ho jaye ki from the morning till we go to bed, Muasab, we follow the teachings of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. For there is bhalai, there is barakah and blessing in this. Can you please shed some light on this matter?
Alhamdulillah, we just made the ziyarat and beheld Amir Usna Damat Barakat Mura in our vision. And he is that personality who has taught us how to follow the sunnah. One has the passion to follow the sunnah.
Right.
One is providing practical example and setting up a guideline for you.
Ji.
This is how you follow the sunnah. By authoring his world famous, Alhamdulillah, Faizan-e-Sunnat, how to follow the sunnah of the beloved Nabi. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah.
So that if it wasn't for Faizan-e-Sunnat, I can definitely say that by now, whatever sunnah that I do follow, I wouldn't have get to even know those beautiful sunnahs of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because we are not great ulama that read thousands of books of ahadith and so on, but he has given us all the crux of the matter, the essence of all those beautiful ahadith where the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam are mentioned, the shamail of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam are mentioned in a beautiful form, and has made it so easy for us. Even a little child would understand. I was a teenager when I started reading Fazan Sunnat, and alhamdulillah, it was just launched, and somehow the imam of the masjid used to read it for us.
And, subhanallah, subhanallah.
In our Muhalla Masjid, and when I used to hear the dars after Asr, every day after Asr, he would give dars. Few pages from Fazan Sunnat. Then I see that the book is quite thick,
right?
And he just reads one page or two pages a day.
Achcha.
So I said, no, I would like to read more, because it's just to leave that thirst, you know, that you would want to know more, you want to learn more. Then I went after Zohar, I stayed there one day, and I started reading. And from that time, once you start, you don't want to stop.
You just
fall in love, and each time you read it, it gives you such an impression of each sunnah of the beloved Nabi, whether it is sunnah of miswak, whether it is sunnah of eating, whether it is sunnah of sleeping. It gives you in such great detail, and all aspects of it are covered, alhamdulillah.
Subhanallah.
And he also gives you motivation. Some hikayat he mentioned, beautiful parables that he mentions, his personal experience that he mentions, alhamdulillah, that makes it even more exciting. And he is that person, when he goes to visit Madina Munawwara, that is something else. When anybody else, everybody goes to Madina Munawwara. Whoever makes Hajj and goes to Umrah, they go to Madina Munawwara, alhamdulillah. And they are drawn by the love of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they present themselves in the court of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying, As-salatu wassalamu alayki ya Rasulallah, the beautiful durood that is made public worldwide by Amir of Sunnat Damat Barakatumul Aliya, in this way, that in the fashion that we read Durood Sharif. I never knew of this before I joined Dawat Islami, but when I heard Amir of Sunnat Damat Barakatumul Aliya in the style that Dawat Islami reads, alhamdulillah, this was something unique for me. And this, alhamdulillah, solidifies our belief in our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well. Same belief that Ala Hazrat alhamdulillah taught us, duro nazdik ke sunne wale wo kaan kaan lale karamat pe laako salam. When we say ya Rasulullah, he is listening to it. And when we are presenting ourselves at the Roza Mubarakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because why Amir Sunnat is driven by the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And how is he adopting the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Because his immense love for the beloved Nabi. So when such a person goes in the court of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the feeling is completely different. If you're going alone as opposed to going with him, you wouldn't feel that, because his love that he has, we may not have that same amount of love and the deep knowledge about the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And not only knowing is one thing. Many of us know about the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but practically doing it, after having a one fist, the beard, alhamdulillah, the sunnah, wearing the imamah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, again the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, carrying miswak, not only using miswak, carrying miswak as the symbol of love for the sunnah of the beloved Nabi. When that person enters in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that atmosphere is totally different. And when he has to leave, Allahu Akbar, this is the atmosphere. We just noticed in the alhamdulillah naat that we were listening to, and the visual that was shown of Amir Sunnat Dawud Barakatumul Aliya and Haji Nigran Shura Dawud Barakatumul Aliya and other Arakeen Shura, that atmosphere, because they are those that are spearheading the mission of Rasulullah sallallahu, that are making the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam not only confined to their own home or to their own family or to their own circle of friends, but rather taking it far and wide to almost all the continents of the world, almost 200 countries of the world, alhamdulillah. So wherever they go, they spread this fragrance of sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Practically, it's not that they're teaching you something else and they're doing something else.
I find Amir Ahle Sunnat to be the tarjama of the shir, Haram ki zami aur qadam rakke chalna.
Subhanallah.
Haram ki zami aur qadam rakke chalna. Are sar ka mauka hai o jaane wale. This shir is composed by Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Entire kalam, mashallah. If I ever know anybody who has the love for the dust and khak and for the sand of Medina, for the land of Medina, it is Amir Ahle Sunnat. Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, who would actually do this practically, Muasab, if he could do it, Muasab. And this is love and ishq Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Achha, isse ye bhi sabit hota hai ki hum Madine se itni muhabbat karte hai, jab sarkar ke Madine se ye muhabbat hai, to khud sarkar se kitni muhabbat hogi, Muasab. Ye to sarkar Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam se ek city hai jo nisbat rakhti hai. It's a city that has nisbat and connection with the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When he loves the city so much, he respects the city so much, then how much of adab and respect and love, reverence he may have in his heart for the Aqa himself, for the master himself. And this is found in his actions. Misal ke taur pe, hum dekhte hain, Madine channel pe bhi dekhte hain, subhanallah, jinhonne qareeb se dekha hai, unhonne bayan kiya hai, aur jo dur se dekhte hain, jaise hum yahan South Africa se hain, Madine channel ke zariye se, we make ziyarat of Amir al-Sunnat, we make ziyarat of Nigrani Shura, Haji Muhammad Imran Attari, Damat Barakatum al-Ali, especially when they would, subhanallah, with the niyat of propagation of Islam and Deen, they would travel throughout the globe. People would witness and see after traveling with him for hours and hours and hours ki har qadam pe koshish ki jati hai, hatta al imkan, until way they can, is just to stick to the sunnat of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even during journey, Musa, when a person wants to be free and be himself, even during such journeys and trips, they are found talking less.
Subhanallah.
They are found even eating according to the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When others would feel shy and use forks and knives and spoons, they are found using the three fingers. Subhanallah. And what a beautiful andaz with the du'as. And they would remind others of the du'a, making dhikr ya wajidu in between whilst they would consume and eat their meals. I've seen Amir al-Sunnat, if he has to make wudu over and again, he would retie his imamah. Untie and retie. And like many of us who would maybe perhaps, you know, remove the imamah and just place the imamah like a hat on the head. Because there is reward and sawab for untying as well as for tying the imamah. Every time you go around the head, there is reward and sawab. They would not lose that sawab for years. This is the tarqib and this is the andaz of His Eminence. And it doesn't stop the Muasab. If you go on Madine channel, many people have witnessed and seen his Hujra Sharif, mashallah, his resting place. And his blessed bed, Amir al-Sunnat's blessed bed, is also, subhanallah, in an angle, Muasab. It's not straight like how we will have our bed set straight. He sleeps on the floor. And his pillow is made, it's made with normal fabric from the top, but inside has the box of the date tree, Muasab. Allahu Akbar. In this day and age, where would you find this Ashiq Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such love? We're not saying that there aren't people around the globe, but this is through the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This, you know, when Allah azza wa jalla instills the love of the beloved Nabi in your heart, because you are sincere in your actions, you are sincere in what you are doing, then that love, subhanallah, is found to this level in the heart. Allah Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, praising the akhlaq of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is that akhlaq. He says that Allah azza wa jalla in the Quran has praised the characteristics of the beloved Nabi.
Tere khulq ko haq ne azim kaha, teri khilq ko haq ne jameel kiya, teri khilq ko haq ne jameel kiya, koi tujhsa hua hai na hoga shaha, tere khaliq e husn o ada ki qasam.
Allahu Akbar. So the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should be our role model, Muasab, because there is only nuqsan in not following him. There is damage for your life, for your future, for the future of your generations to come, if you do not set an example in your family that we as Muslims only have one option. Without this option, we would not know how to be as good humans on this planet. Definitely. We would not know how to be a good husband. You would not know how to be a good wife. You would not know how to be a good son. You would not know how to be a good human in general if you do not learn the seerat of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah. Sayyidi, in order to follow a role model, right? Who do you make your role model? Somebody who's perfect. Mm-hmm. You know, otherwise it would be one blind leading the other.
Allah.
So, and when we look at the example of the mankind, from the time of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, till the last person that will be born. Mm. And we go throughout the history. Mm. There were books published, not by somebody who's a Muslim, but by some other nation. Mm. And top 100 personalities of the world, top 100 from the very beginning.
Okay.
And the name of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was on number one.
Allah. Allah.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
Likewise, Subhanallah. You know, not only Muslims who read Kalima La Ilaha Illallah Muhammad, anybody, all and sundry, they all agree on one fact unanimously that yes, the one true person whom we can call the perfect human being. Mm-hmm. This, alhamdulillah, there's a book written by an Arab author, alhamdulillah, Al-Insan Al-Kamil. Mm-hmm. And that is in the praise of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Name
alayhi
of the book is Al-Insan Al-Kamil. He's the most perfect human being, subhanallah, that ever walked the earth. So we follow that Rasul, that beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is perfect, who's the most perfect of all, as Sayyidina Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِّن كُلِّ عَيْبٍ
كَأَنَّكَ
قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. That, Ya Rasulullah, you were born free from all defects. And you were born as if how you wanted to be.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. So if this is how the state of his beautiful personality is, then we don't need to look any further.
Allah, Allah.
We found dushman the best example.
Those who are the enemies have found him to be perfect, as he was known as Al-Amin and As-Sadiq, even before his announcement of prophethood. Muasab mentioned about the book, A Complete Human. And as far as humans are complete, what makes a human complete, Muasab? We think, he's gone big now, he's gone aged up now. Bada ho gaya hai, daadi nikal chuki hai, bada ho gaya hai, school par chuka hai, to kamil ho chuka hai. Allahu Akbar. Brothers in Islam, a complete human is and should be the one who has complete manners, complete etiquettes of life. If you live on this planet, you should know the laws and the rules of this planet. If we reside on this planet, we should know what Allah, the Creator, who created this planet and created you and I, you should know, and your generations to come must also know what Allah expects from us, what He wants from us, what has He commanded us to do.
Subhanallah.
And this can only be found in one personality in the entire world, who is the closest to Allah Azza wa Jal.
Subhanallah.
Who is the most beloved to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And through His blessings, there are many others that we can follow. Following them means you have followed the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And He says, Allah Azza wa Jal has sent me for the completion of good manners. So if you admire any person who has good manners, one or two things we see and we note, Muasab, hum khush ho jate. Wow, look at his manners of talking. Subhanallah, he's such an obedient person. The beloved Nabi says, I have been sent to complete manners itself, for it was incomplete without me. How can you not make such a person your role model? So he is just not a person, he is our beloved Aqa and Master sallallahu alayhi
wa sallam. Master, he was sent, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came as a light. Mm-hmm. The Quran says, قَدْ يَاكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٍ, from Allah subhanahu
Allah,
wa ta'ala.
Allah.
And in the time that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, it is called Dohri Jahiliya, meaning the time of ignorance.
Allah.
And ilm is regarded as nur. Mm-hmm. And jahiliya, ignorance, is regarded as darkness.
Darkness.
So what repels darkness?
Allah, Allah.
Is nur, nur, subhanallah. So we need the nur of Rasulullah. He came in the time when humans were living the life of animals. Mm-hmm. You know, wayward, lawless. Mm-hmm.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu
because that's
Akbar.
What separates humans from animal species.
Ji, Masab.
Animals, they need no laws. Mm. They can eat all day. They can sleep all day. They can go whichever direction they want. They can cross the red robot, no problem. No rules applies to them. But as humans, rules do apply to us. That's what separates us, because we are a civilized society. And this term, or this even thought of being a civilized society, didn't even exist before the time of Rasulullah. Because people were living like barbaric animals.
That's very true. Right? Very true, Mas.
And they had all those animal traits, and they hadn't really perfected how to be a true human. How to be a human. Rasulullah came and taught us how to be a human, how to be compassionate towards your neighbors, towards your family members. What is the respect of your father? What is the dignity of your daughter whom you used to bury alive? So in this way, when he came, he eradicated all of these vices, all of these malpractices that were prevalent in the human society, and made us into a society that we are today. Even those who do not follow Islam, even they have taken from the sunnah and the character and the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
MashaAllah, Masab, I know of no person in this planet jinke sunnat par amal karne se ghar mein barkatein hoti hain. Yani unke sunnat par amal karne ki barkatein ye hain ki if you have no barakah and blessings in your home, follow his sunnah. When you enter your home, you will see barakah and blessings.
Subhanallah.
If a person sees no blessings in his salary, in his rizq, in his rozi, follow his sunnah, you will find barakah and blessings even in your sustenance. You find your face, or the noor and the light of your face, to be gone. Ye kabhi hota hai ki chehre ki ronaq khatam ho jati hai muasab due to the sins and gunas of the dunya. Follow his sunnah, your face will become brightened.
Allahu Akbar.
His sunnah is the way of life. It's something that will give you life and give you a vision in your life, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Alhamdulillah, we have now to discuss the part where we're going to end this program by learning some sunnahs. There are sunnahs of clipping the nails, there are sunnahs of wearing shoes, the sunnah of removing the shoes, wearing your clothes, removing your clothes, sunnah of going to bed. Today, inshallah, azawajallah, hum sab niyat kar lete ki rozana ek sunnat par amal karne ki taufeeq Allah Ta'ala hume ata farmaye. Hum niyat ye kare ki we are going to practice a sunnah, and we will introduce one sunnah daily in our lives, inshallah. One sunnah a day, from the time that you open your eyes till the time you go to bed, dear viewers, inshallah, azawajallah. And when you carry out that sunnah, when you perform that sunnah, you must make the niyat in your heart that this is the actions of the beloved Nabi which I am imitating. Subhanallah, you will be rewarded for it as well. We have a beautiful clip for the viewers with regards to the importance of following the sunnah. After which, when we do return, we are going to be speaking about actions that we can follow. Inshallah, Zawajallah, you can have your books and your pens ready, or you can maybe perhaps, inshallah, just be attentive so that you could memorize these sunnahs. And by the end of today's program, inshallah, they are easy things. Because daily you enter and you exit your home. Let's speak about the daily things, Mu'asab, so that the viewers out there could also benefit. And inshallah, Zawajalla, every time you enter your home, you will recall this program. You will recall the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes, Mu'asab, these are those sunnahs that we hear often. But when we enter the home, hamara dimag, hamara mind busy rehta hai. Hum bhool jate hain. Ab ke baar, inshallah, hum bhoolenge nahi, balki hum isse yaad rakhenge, because we love the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's watch this beautiful clip until we do return. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should play a big role in our life. From our sleeping to our eating, how big a role does the sunnah have in our life? Now, for every believer, for every Muslim, the answer should be a major role, a big, massive role. The reason being that the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, acting upon it, loving it, holding it dear, is a sign that a person loves the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because here alayhi salam said, "Man ahabba sunnati faqad ahabbani." Whoever loved my sunnah, he has loved me. "Wa man ahabbani kana ma'iya fil jannah." And whoever loved me, he will be with me in paradise. So the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam should be very dear to us. And let me give you a quick example of how our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah ta'ala, clinged on to the sunnah. It's reported that one of our pious predecessors, he was on his deathbed, about to depart from this world, when he asked his student to help him do wudu. The student helped the teacher do wudu. but he forgot out on sunnah. So the Shaykh, the pious predecessor, he took the hand of his student and he placed it through his beard. Meaning the khilal of the beard, this sunnah was not fulfilled. Meaning just imagine, the person is on his deathbed. This pious saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is about to leave this world. What's on his mind? The sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we need to love the sunnah so much that at every moment, wherever we are not forgetful, we're not neglectful of it. And inshallah, because of that love, that attachment to the sunnah, we will be in paradise with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Welcome back. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hafiz Kalim Attari was narrating to us the importance of the sunnats, subhanallah. Really amazing. Dear viewers, so let us speak about entering our homes, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Alhamdulillah, since entering our home is something which we do daily, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. And when we do enter our home, subhanallah, we have many things on our mind, Muasab, due to which we are unable to actually even recite or do the things that we're supposed to do to incur the blessings from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Unfortunately, some people enter while shouting, whilst fighting, whilst talking on the phone, and you know, things that are not even concerning the situation, Muasab, due to which we forget to practice the sunnah.
When a person enters a home is a home. Hmm. What separates a home from a house? Hmm. Because a house is any house, any building.
Right.
A house.
Right.
But home is where you feel welcome.
Right.
And where you want to make the environment such that everyone in that environment and in that atmosphere thrives.
Right, Masab.
And nobody can thrive in a toxic environment.
100%, Masab. 100%.
By entering home, if you, the first person you see, whether it is your wife, your child, your sister, your brother, your father, your mother, anybody you see, you make salam, subhanallah. Mm-hmm. The same salam which the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, afshu salam,
Allahu
spread
Allah.
Salam, subhanallah. Mm-hmm. This creates the mahabbah and the bond. Mm-hmm. If there was anything that, you know, sometimes in families it happens that people are not on talking terms. Mm-hmm. But salam is such a beautiful way to break the barrier. Mm-hmm. Subhanallah.
I also agree with you, Muasab. And this is the thing that we don't even do, Muasab. He made salam or she made salam, but it was unheard, you know, in that soft tone. The Muasab, there are many other sunnahs. If you could perhaps shed some light on some sunnah so that the viewers of Madani Channel could learn, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah. The sunnah of miswak, Muasab. This is an emphasized sunnah of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he loved it so much that that was the last thing that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did before he departed physically from this mundane world. Mm-hmm. And Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she helped him to do his miswak for the last time, alhamdulillah. So that is how dear was this sunnah of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to him. And again, I would say that every time I started making miswak after I read the fazail of miswak in Faizan Sunnat, alhamdulillah. And even today, I don't usually, although the miswak is sold in the markets, but I personally like to go and break, you know, from the twig of the tree, a slingerberry basically, a neem we call it, and I'll go there. Then I still remember those hidayat that given by Amir Sunnat Dhamma Barakatum Al-Aliyah, how big it must be. It mustn't be more than a span because the shaitan sits on it. Then it mustn't be...
even the thickness of it.
Yeah, yes. The thickness of it must be, according to your finger, it will be baby finger, the thickness of it should be. And then he mentions the benefits of this miswak, subhanallah. The benefits that are mentioned by Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, subhanallah. And some of those benefits, Masab, the least benefit that a person can receive is that it removes all the germs from the person's mouth.
Achcha.
And bad odor. Many people, I've had experiences, and people who do have this kind of experiences, they would know. And the person who has bad odor, he himself wouldn't know because
he doesn't know about it.
He's emanating it. So, anyway, and other benefit of using miswak is plaque removal. Any dental problem, gum issues. Gum issues sometimes may happen because of using wrong types of brushes, wrong bristles. maybe some bristles, they come in the market, yes. They are pokey, they poke your gum. So miswak, it is natural. Mm. And our teeth and gums are also natural. So nature wouldn't harm another beautiful creation, subhanallah, which is our teeth. So the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he recommended using nature as our tooth cleaner, as our toothbrush, alhamdulillah. And this is such a toothbrush which doesn't need a toothpaste or tooth powder for that matter. Everything is in it, subhanallah. You just wet the miswak, wash the miswak and chew it, and then alhamdulillah, go.
The natural nectar which is inside the brush itself, inside the miswak, it's original. And they say that, Mahasab, due to the ras and the nectar of that of the miswak, when it goes into the gums, Mahasab, as you said, it removes the germs and the bacteria and this and that. Subhanallah, there are people who experience this in my friendship, the cycle of friendship. And it was also said to them that use this and you will see. And he never believed it, Mahasab. This person, of course, he heard about this before, and it is said that he couldn't understand that how can it be possible. There are technologies and, you know, things that have been made in recent times due to which the mouth will also smell good. But he says that miswak versus all the latest technologies, Mahasab.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
He spent thousands of rands on mouth kailaj, on the treatment of his mouth. This paste and this chemical and that chemical and white teeth whitener, so on and so forth. He says that bas maine miswak jis din use kiya sab chhut gaya paise bhi bach gaye mere. Subhanallah. Any other benefits of miswak, Mahasab, to do from a spiritual aspect?
Miswak earns us the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What more benefits can be greater than earning the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Miswak is said, because this is the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we just learnt, as Mu'asab has recited the beautiful ayah, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحِبِّكُمُ اللَّهُ. Summary of that, that if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then follow me, meaning the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah will love you in return. Subhanallah. So miswak, again, it comes to the same conclusion that we love the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, we love miswak as well. And we follow the sunnah of the beloved Nabi, meaning using miswak. And in turn, why we are loving the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, following him, and Allah loves us in return. Subhanallah. We earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how cohesive this is. And this is the case of each and every sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The more we practice, the more we perfect. First day one, day two, we wouldn't know how to do it 100%, you know. Like how we join the first day kindergarten, you know. We don't know how to add two and two together, right? So we don't even know our numbers properly. Then we learn the numbers. Same is the case with sunnah. You start from scratch. There's no shame, no blame. You know, whenever you start, you know, as there's a saying, jab jago tabhi savera, you know. So whenever it is time that you wake up,
now from start this heedlessness, Mahasab.
Yes, from this deep sleep of heedlessness and oblivion. From the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, and it is a warning, it should be a warning to us. He says, man raghiba an sunnati falaysa minni. The one who is driven away from my sunnah is not from me.
Allah. So fortunate are those brothers, I should say, Mahasab, and congratulate those brothers throughout the globe who have taken some sunnahs very seriously, and they are azeem and great sunnahs, such as the Dari Sharif, the beard, subhanallah. Mubarak to those brothers who made niyat never to allow this to go down the drain when you put a blade on your face. But rather, subhanallah, the niyat is to adorn their faces with this beard, Mu'asab. And this is such an azeem sunnah, the blessings of which is beyond measures, beyond imagination. Jihad, beyond imagination. What barakah and blessings are there to keep the sunnah, and what will you will receive on the day of judgment? We only have little information about it, Mu'asab. Baki only Allah Azza wa Jalla and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows best. Jab dunyavi itne fayde hai, Mu'asab. Balki miswak ke baad abhi chal hi rahe hain. It is also stated about miswak views of Madini channel that it strengthens the memory. Allahu Akbar. Badam aur ye sab cheeze hum khate rahe hain. Doctors will tell you, brothers will tell you, others will tell you, you should eat this almond like that, you should eat that and grind this and grind that, and you should make this paste and that masala, and you eat it, your memory will get strong, fine. But This is something which is tested by great akabirin, by pious predecessors. Stop sinning, your memory becomes stronger. You start using miswak, then too your memory becomes stronger. Subhanallah. Leave alone the memory. It has been written to such an extent, due to the narration, Mu'asab, it even strengthens the back of a person.
Subhanallah.
This is miswak. This is the beauty of miswak, that what connection it has to do with the mouth and back, Mu'asab. Lekin ye sunnat par amal karne ki barkatein hain. So those who complain from back and are taking medications and tablets, kabhi ye try kiya. We thank all the viewers of Madani Channel for watching today's program, for being part of this program, as well as for sharing this with others. But I think I will still emphasize, and I would stress on this part, Mu'asab, that I will feel happy to know that, subhanAllah, there are brothers who watched today's program, not just watched, but rather made niyat. Ki humne jo aaj seekha hai, jo suna hai, Allah Kareem, hamein amal ki taufeeq ata farmaye. Hum sabko amal ki taufeeq ata farmaye. As Amir al-Sunnat says in his poetry, teri sunnaton pe chal kar, meri rooh jab nikal kar, teri sunnaton pe chal kar, meri rooh jab nikal kar, chale tum gale lagana. Madani, Madine wale. There are sunnahs and etiquettes of meeting people, greeting people, shaking hands. These are those daily activities which we do. We do. Business mein jaate hain, to bhi logo se mulaqatein hoti hain. Masjid mein jaate namaz padhne ke liye, to bhi mulaqatein hoti hain. You will meet some musalli, you will might meet some person whose hands you will shake. Waise hum haath sab se milate hain. Lekin agar thoda sa, agar humne idea change kiya, hum is wajah se mulaqat kare ki hum Allah Rasool ki mohabbat ki wajah se mulaqat kar rahe hain. Bas niyat change kar lein. Mulaqat to karni hai. Waise bhi, you are going to shake his hands and greet him. Change the niyat of why you greeting him. That I am greeting him because I love Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And thereafter, make niyat that I will practice upon the sunnah of shaking hands, and I will recite one durood upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That when two Muslims meet and greet each another for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jalla, before they depart from each other, and the brother who met after meeting, he recited durood pak. Salawat, salutations upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Before they both depart, Allah forgives their past and their future sins.
Subhanallah.
Many their sins are forgiven due to the sunnah of mulaqat. So why should you not recite durood upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam when you do make mulaqat? Learn to smile when you make mulaqat. Subhanallah. Stay tuned and locked with Madani Channel. Keep watching other programs, dear viewers, and keep reciting durood e pak. We say shukran to Maulana Sahib for joining us in today's episode and program as well. Jazakumullahu khairah.
Jazakumullahu for having us.
Barakallah.
Wonderful.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Until then, dear viewers, keep the statement and the maqsad and mission of Da'awat Islami in your heart. Our slogan is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu ta'ala
ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom. Treasures of wisdom. Treasures of wisdom. Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.